Welcome back. Well, the ANC has been in power since the dawn of democracy and since recently having won the sixth national election. We take a look at how Parliament should work and where the fixes are most needed. ANC stalwart and former Member of Parliament Ben Taroc joins us on the line with his views. Thanks so much, Ben, for joining us today. So how Parliament works is a pretty broad topic. So I want to start with the extent to which distortions have crept in, because we want to get a sense of where things are from where things should be.
Yes. Well, one of the distortions is the dominance of Luthuli House, which as the years went on became more prominent than right at the beginning. When Parliament first started, Parliament used to elect chairs of committees and whips. This was done in portfolio committees. So there was a considerable element of, if you like, democratic elections by Parliament itself, by committees and so on. They chose their own leaders. The chief whip was chosen by Luthuli House, and the speaker was chosen by Luthuli House, although elected by Parliament. But committees had a certain amount of, if you like, self-governance. But as the years went on, this changed. And Luthuli House created the Deployment Committee, which was chaired by the Deputy President.
Yeah.
And that Deployment Committee appointed whips and chairs across the board. And that was a bad move. And it needs to be revoked.
Okay, so amongst the things that needs to be seen too, bottom line, is the democratic working of the system simply compromised?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a look then at what needs to be done to turn things around, because having an MP, you know, completely in touch with local grievances while getting a handle on parliamentary procedures and legislation across the board is no easy feat.
No, it's no easy feat at all. And clearly, a local councillor is the one who's at the coalface and has to answer local questions. But an MP does have a constituency. And an MP does have a constituency office. And that office ought to be a hive of activity, not only for administrative issues. You know, all sorts of people come to the constituency office, and of course the constituency office has an administrator, and the administrator handles day-to-day affairs, complaints of one kind or another, and you can have all kinds of complaints. It's quite amazing the kind of complaints people bring to a constituency office. Mm-hmm. But the constituency office ought to also be a political headquarters, and I think we fell down there, and I think that the constituency office didn't do enough political work in terms of conveying the work of Parliament to ordinary people. You know, in Cape Town, a councillor is obliged to have a public meeting. I think it's every 3 months. You have to, in terms of the rules, have a public meeting, no matter how small. And I think the rules of Parliament should be changed.
Yeah. Is there a recognition of the problem, the problems that are there with this entire system, Ben, so that a more rigorous system of accountability can start to be put in place?
Well, there is some recognition, but, you know, the problem is that MPs are too busy. And Frenly Jinwala, the first speaker, introduced a tradition that all MPs have to be present in the House at plenary. Now, when you look at countries like Sweden, like the House of Commons and so on, the House is often very empty because the MPs are busy doing other work. Mm-hmm. But in our system, our MPs have to be present in plenary. And if you don't, there's trouble. So a lot of time is spent sitting, keeping your seat warm, instead of going out to the public and doing the work that I was talking about earlier. And I think we need a new view of limiting the number of sittings of the plenary, and many of the sittings of plenary are actually a waste of time, and allowing MPs more space to work in their constituency.
If some of this advice is taken heed of, Ben, how long would you think it would take to turn things around, to get things back up to scratch?
Oh, it could be quite quick once a decision is taken, because the institutional system is there. You know, I mean, as an MP, you've got a constituency office. You have an administrator. It would be very easy for an MP to say to the administrator, please, arrange a public meeting for me in 2 weeks' time. The administrator does all the work. All you have to do is go and speak. So it could be very easily done.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Ben. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening with your insights. Ben Turok is a former Member of Parliament.